ज्ञानं जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विजे In morning class, we are discussing about the glorification of name Prabhu. This name Prabhu, you know, himself, Radhika and herself, Krishna and herself are here. And with all kinds of powers and appearances and causeless mercy, they are in names, very powerful. What has been told in Shastra, it has not been told sufficiently, only partly. So no doubt anything, if all kinds of prarabdha, everything is gone. I have not remembered one time the same question was there and I explained it in a very good way. Pundarik remembers or he will speak shortly. You should hear carefully. Come on, Raghunath Das Prabhu. Oh, there is enough seat here nearby. You have seat. But no chair this is. Oh, come on here. You should also. And from next day you will have chair. Oh, here. Yes. Jagannath should come. You should come. Both are old persons. And they are both of the West has been defected. So they must be given. Only in the wall side. Oh, he is okay. Oh, that chair is not needed. Give out. Oh, Prabhu. Oh, you should come. Yes. I'm telling you. Jugal Kishore Prabhu. You should come nearer. And here. Anyhow, you should come.
He's coming to the kitchen. He's coming to the
kitchen. Tambol. Now you should. Hey, where are you going? Where are you going? You cannot go anywhere.
Couple of years back in Singapore, Shri Gurudev spoke on this very question which we are hearing from last about 2-3 days about the glories of Namabhas. I don't remember the complete talk which Srila Gurudev gave, but as much as I remember, I'll try to repeat. Srila Gurudev was telling us that Nam, Shuddha Nam, is Nam Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinatva Nam Namino. Means that Shuddha name is transcendental, completely spiritual, identical to their lordships, no difference between them. What does this mean? This means Nam is only one, means what? Pure completely. 100% pure. Just like Shuddha Bhakti is Shuddha, but according to the different stages of sadhaka, sometimes it is called Sadhan Bhakti, sometimes it's called Bhav Bhakti, and then Prema Bhakti. So this classification is because of the different level or stage of sadhak. Similarly, Naam is Shuddha. Naam is not neither Abhas or Aparab. But because the practitioner or sadhak is situated in a different level, that is why the name is classified in these three different terms, either Nama Prad or Nama Bhas or Shuddhanam. But Srila Gurudev was telling us, although these three categories have been classified, but actually there are several gradations. Within Nama Prad, there is Mahanama Prad, Mahamahanama Prad, then less Nama Prad, and then a stage where the devotee is neutral or almost committing no offenses, but not yet begin Namabhas. Then just the beginning stages of Namabhas. Then more close to Shuddha Namabhas. And then more close to Shuddha Namabhas. And then Namabhas. And then progressive stages towards Shuddha Nam. So Namabhas, which we hear that by the power of Namabhas, all Prarabh, Aparabh and Avidya, Utpish, they're all clarified. This is the topmost stage of Namabhas, like what Ajamil uttered. At that stage, there is no tinge of any offenses and there is no tinge of any other mixture. Pure Namabhas. And because of that, he attained that result. Whereas what happens in the devotee circle, although we are doing Namaprad, and sometimes it is described in Jaya Dharma in 25th chapter, Vijay Kumar is asking about what Namabhas can do or what Namabhas cannot do, and then he's asking the stage in which the devotee is committing offenses, that is Namaprad, how he can uplift himself from that stage, and in that stage, is there no benefit at all of Namaprad? Then Babaji Maharaj is replying and is telling that first of all, in the stage of Namaprad, it should be well understood that the punishment or reaction of Namaprad is very severe. If we put together five kinds of sins and multiply them millions and millions of times, then the reaction of Namaprad is even more severe than that. So devotee should be careful, very, very careful, and should try his best not to commit offenses. Then, although he's in that state, sometimes he is speaking, he's uttering Namabhas. All those Namabhas, when they accumulate, then they give him the chance that now he can constantly practice Namabhas and eventually Shuddhanam. Namabhas, it can liberate a person, but it will not give brain. For that, one has to do Shuddhanam. Similarly, in Namaprad stage, when this person is chanting more often Namaprad, and sometimes, seldom, he is doing Namabhas, then what happens? There is a gap. Because with the effect of Namabhas, his previous things, his previous reactions, sinful reactions, they are eradicating to the degree to which he is chanting Namabhas. I hope this is getting clear. His sins will eradicate only to the degree he will do Namabhas. But then, also he has at his disposal his conduct, the present conduct, his independence, which sometimes is misusing. So although the past eradication is taking place of sins, but simultaneously he's either making more offenses or he's indulging in activities which are unfavorable to chant Shuddhanam. So all these different situations or criteria, they delay one's progress or realization of Shuddhanam. So if we try to understand this particular progression of Namaprad, from Namaprad to Namabhas, then to Shuddhanam, then we can gradually try to amend ourselves and utter Shuddhanam.
What you have, Chandrika?
Question.
What doubt?
No, it was what I was trying to ask you this morning. correctly, was that by chanting one Namabhas, then someone is guaranteed liberation in some lifetime, guaranteed, as long as they don't commit some Vaishnava aparad. And then if they go on chanting, then by continually chanting Namabhas, then gradually they'll become free from all parabdha, aparabdha, kuta, and beach, all types of karma. Is that correct or not?
I
think that's what we have explained now. So,
वो क्या कह रहे हो सब बोलो?
उसने उसने ये बोला कि आपने कहा है नामाभास एक बार करने से पूर्ण मुक्ति हो जाती है और फिर जब वो नाम करता रहता है तब धीरे 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 वो प्रेम की ओर अग्रसर होता है. तो यही बात हमने भी उनको बताई है कि धीरे धीरे वो नाम शुद्ध नामाभास की अवस्था तक आता है, एकदम सीधा शुद्ध नामाभास नहीं कर पाता. तो उससे उसको संतुष्ट.
यू शुड नो फर्स्ट what is prema bhakti? Can you define? Shuddha bhakti and prema bhakti is one thing. Different names. So what is shuddha bhakti? What do you mean? What? More louder? What is that? What you have idea about this? What is your idea?
Suda bhakti is...
What?
Is this slogan anibalasita sanyam?
No, no. You should tell in your words.
That kind of bhakti which isn't covered by gyan or calm or any other desires, this?
What is prema bhakti or shuddha bhakti? Its limit up to how much? You? Its limit?
Limit. Up to the...
Modan bhav of Srimati Radhika. Understand? Beginning from where? Ambarish Maharaj. Bhakti. And up to Mahabhav, Rudra, Adirud, Mohan, Modan, Madan. The mode of Radhika. Oh, this is Prema Bhakti. But there are so many grades. Beginning from Shraddha, last point. A man may be very cruel, may be sinful, may be what? More than Jagai Madhai?
Wretched.
He may be. But Shraddha may come. Because it has no control of karma, gyan, yog, nothing. Himself, Krishna. So it cannot be controlled by anyone. But begins from where? Oh, from here, Shraddha. By serving Krishna, our life will be successful. The tendency to serve Krishna. This is the last fraction, transcendental fraction of bhakti. Man may be wretched, characterless and so on, nothing. But bhakti, that by the medium of high class of association of bhakts, can that I should serve Krishna. He gave that desire. Oh, this is called Shraddha. But it's outward
symptom.
External symptom. External symptom what? Faith on Krishna. Words, faith on Shastra and Sadhu Bhakya. And what more? More? What? If my life is gone, no harm. But I will not give up bhakti. This also will come gradually. So this is the last fraction of transcendental bhakti. And from here, not only, millions of stages are there. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu or Ujjalini, they have touched some of the important stages. Nor they cannot define anyone. It is like an endless ocean. Endless ocean. So Rishi Dharup Goswami, like a very expert person. He divided all millions of stages into so many categories. And his followers divided his age in so many, like Vishwanath Chakravarti, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. In future also, some devotees may come. They will make more fractions. Why? Oh, to make easy that bhakti. That we know that first Vedas divided four major parts of Vedas. Then he wrote Vyas Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. Again he wrote Mahabharata. Again he divided, he explained Srimad Bhagavat for explanation of this sutra. And for Bhagavatam, or so many Puran, and for so many Puran, Mahabharata. And for this, our devotees are. So unlimited this ocean of bhakti. So this, the name himself, Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna. But due to of that, he, as he said, our stages, nam is, pure nam is what? Radha Krishna, in transcendental, Golok Vrindavan, playing of five rasas. In five rasas. In so many ways. Rashlila is there, Brahma Gita is there, Bansiva. All things are there. More than that, which has not been explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ujjalinmani, in Bhagavata and other things. Like Krishna pastime, that has been told. And Ras, only for one night. And for other Raslila, nothing has been told. It may be some special kinds of all. So now, if the glory of name is
unlimited
ocean of a rasa, and they are no controlled by anyone. Unlimited, uncontrolled, his mercy. So if he himself wants that he should be liberated and his prarabdha karma should go away, why doubt? There should be no doubt. No question at all. But even we are telling, explaining it in various ways. But you should know what we will explain. Oh, it is very hard to realize because the influence of Maya, malice, is covered always, or transcendental thing. Because there are no pure words in these prakrit words, prakrit maya. Something will come, you will have to be careful by sadhana. This doubt cannot go. If Krishna himself will come and tell you, if you will exercise, you will do abhyas,
practice
bhakti yoga, gradually, oh, they will be realized. Depend more on practicing bhakti yoga. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In high class of association. then, oh, it will be revealed itself. This name will be revealed itself in your heart. Then, no doubt will come. From beginning of my life, I see, I have never any doubt what is written. Never. What our Gurudev told. Never. I chanted so much, and also served Vaishnava and Guru thoroughly and sincerely. So I never have any doubt. But for my realization, I always used to ask some questions very humbly to Gurudev. So you should try to follow all these things. Then gradually all will go and you will be calm and quiet, doing bhajan. Not bhajan means serving Radha Krishna. Ai muktu kulai upasyam. Name is served only by Mukta Mahapurusha, who are liberated. We Baddhajivi cannot. We can do exercise of our tongue and mind only. But Krishna is so merciful that even by this, if you are practicing this in the highest association of devotees, serving your Gurudev truly, Chaitanya Manobhishtam, Guru Manobhishtam, Sthapitam, like in this way, then very soon you'll have this perfection. Understand? So try to chant more. Only 16 round and mind here and that, this will not do. When you will come to 1 lakh, and like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told in his Rup Goswami, Tannam Rup Charitadi Sukritanam Karmaida Rasana Manasi Diyujya Tishthan Praje Tadanurani Jananurani Kalam Nayeda Kilamitya. So follow from where? Bhakyaveg, Manaveg, Prodhaveg, Jivadveg, Upasthaya. And there with Shraddha, beginning from Shraddha. If you are not chanting so much names, but don't try to miss your high class of association, hearing and serving, tadviddhi paripatena. Upate chantate jnana. Jnanina? Oh, automatic it will come. So try to follow all these things. Then what you are asking?
So, the question this morning was, those disciples of Swamiji, who they have not made any aparad before, they're just coming newly to association, and they're chanting Hare Krishna. Is this Shudanam Abbas?
No. It may be beginning. Beginning.
That type of
Abhas has also some lakshan.
Some symptoms.
Symptoms. So it may be beginning. But it may, if he is always going to associate and chant what he knows, no opera, oh, gradually it will come to real namavas. That is chaya namavas.
So, beginning one is chanting namavas, but without shraddha. A shraddha?
Oh, no harm, shraddhara, shraddha. No, knowing unknowing. If you put your hand and in fire, oh, it will burn like this.
So will that quality of namabhas, unknowingly, will that remove all prarabdha, aprarabdha?
Yes, if it gradually going. It affects will not be controlled by anything. Gradually it will bring him in association and chanting him.
उसमें केवल एक ही बात है ना कि नामाभास का उसके ऊपर प्रभाव होने के बाद भी उसके पास अपनी स्वतंत्रता है. अगर जैसे अजामिल वो हरिद्वार नहीं भी जाता, अगर नहीं जाता तो पुनः फिर गलत काम में लग सकता था. हरिद्वार गया, उसने साधन किया, इसलिए नामाभास का फल उसको उसको अनुभूति प्राप्त हुआ, नहीं तो नहीं होता. ये भी तो मुख्य बात है.
ठीक, अब व्हाट यू वांट टू हियर, व्हाट मोर, बिकॉज वी हैव ओनली टाइम टुमारो एंड डे आफ्टर टुमारो.
See, there's this story about this bum and his wife had it. That story about when she took a piece of the cow and it turned into some of it turned into. Some of it turned into the carrot and some of it turned into the garlic and some turned into the onion and the blood turned into the red lentils. Is that true?
One
story. वो बोल रहे हैं कि मैं आपसे प्रश्न पूछना चाहता हूँ एक कथा का, जिस कथा में बताया गया है कि वो जो एक बार घटना घटी थी, उस घटना में गाय का जो हड्डी है वो गाजर बन गया, रक्त जो है कुछ और बन गया, मसूर की दाल बन गई और प्याज बना. तो क्या ये सत्य है?
Oh, you remember so many things. It is quite true. It is quite true. So we should not take these things. Never we should take. Vyasdeva has written true. He has written like this.
Can you tell that? Because most of the devotees don't know that history. Can you relate that history about the Brahmin and his wife?
You should tell.
No, I don't know it that well.
Because Vyasdev knows everything, past, future and present. So, he saw that in what things, what kinds of qualities are there. As Gita, it has been told, Sattvic, Tamasic, Rajasic and then Nirgun. Nature of the persons, for trees, for creepers, for fruits, everything has been divided by these things. Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic, Nirguna, everything. So, Vyasdev saw that what is favorable for bhakti, and in what thing, what qualities are there? And then he saw that opium,
onion,
piyaj. Piyaj, mane?
Onion.
Oh, what is this?
Tamasic.
And he has all the qualities, which is in.
Meat.
Like cow fleshes. What cow flesh has quality, or this has the same quality. If cow flesh anyone takes, and the result will be there, or from opium. So much.
Lust
and so many bad things will come by taking. So according to their qualification, Vyasdev has told. And he saw. And then?
Garlic.
Oh, nakhun jo hota hai kutte ka ya gaya.
Yes, gaya ke ya kutte ke.
Oh, kutte ka hai kaho ya gaya ka hai. Gaya ka hai nil.
Oh,
nil. They are very bad qualities. So he told that, it has come from cow's nil. Don't take it. So other things. like this. So we should try to follow. If you are not following, then all the bad qualities will come, effect will come by taking cow's flesh, their nails, their hooves, and other things. Strictly it has been told in all shastras. So we should believe. It depends on scientific
evidence.
Now you should come. Tomorrow is Nityananda. So from beginning we will glorify him and his tattva everything. Today I am explaining something favorable for you. That we should try to fix our goal of our life. And you have heard so many things from Shastra. So many things. But Chaitanya Charitamrita and other epics have discussed this thoroughly and made it clear. Our goal is love. This is prayojan. This is prayojan. Prayojan means this is
ultimate.
But this prem is also of how many kinds? Five kinds. Actually they are of 12 kinds. Five main
primary.
Secondary. And seven?
Secondary.
12. Shant, Dasya, Sakha, Vasalya, Madhur. These are primary. According to Rati, prem is also divided into five. Shantaras, Pritaras, Sakharas, Vasalyaras and Madhuras. And they gone, that is secondary, Harsha, Adbhut, Karun, Raudra, Bhayana, Vibhatsa. These are. In them, other acharyas have come. Incarnation of Supreme Lord have come. And they have preached in this world time to time. But Krishna gave only even to creepers and trees that prem. What prem he gave? Anyone could have not given at any time that Krishna gave. And what? Like trees. They are like jada padartha.
Like inert.
But, oh, so many trees, so many of kinds. Creepers like sakhi. And trees like
friends.
He made and gave them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, more than this. And he gave this. Brahmar Durrabha Prem
Sabakare
Jachi. It is rare for Brahma even. And he went to door to door. Also through Nityananda Prabhu Haridas and others. He gave this love. But astringly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give Unnata Ujjala Rasa Sri. Beauty of that. Unnat Ujjwal Parakiya Bhav. So this is the most highest object of the any soul. To serve like Rupa Goswami. Outwardly being the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like Sadhar. and Siddha, like Rup Manjari mode. This is the highest. You should all know. There is nothing beyond this for Sadhak Jiva, for soul. This is the last thing. Everywhere it has been. Not everywhere, but in rare places, Rupa Goswami has told and his SOs have told like this. Now we'll have to practice for this. And you cannot practice, even Krishna never gives the power of doing bhajan. It depends on also Krishna and his SOs. You know all these things, but you cannot practice. You may practice for some days and then lust may come, your headache will come, or cancer may come, so many diseases may come. You may be also pagal.
Mad.
Like in morning any devotees told me that I am pagal, I cannot. I am pagal chagal, I cannot tell. So, also my request is that if you have known and fixed your goal, even you cannot do anything, you are not qualified. But be sincere. Like chatak bird. You know chatak bird?
Skylark.
A skylark. What? She may be dying. She will not take water, a drop of water from any tank, any big pond, from Ganges, Yamuna, or from ocean. Always
looking
towards the sky. Whole year she will not take if rain is there. Only in a certain special constellation, that is Swati. For 15 days, 7 days it comes. Only she will take. Otherwise she may die. So if a sadhak, rare sadhak, fortunate sadhak, be like that. I want only that. What? To serve Rup Manjari. I want to be a dasi of Rup Manjari. Hey sadhava, sakalameva durat, chaitanya chal, se rupa cha. Prabhupada has told something in his slok. Chaitanya, Rupa Goswami.
Adhanam sinam.
Yad nahi. But anyhow, you should know the meaning. Hey Shada, you should give up all the things. And only you should have only one fixed goal. I want to be the feet dust of, lotus feet dust of Srila Rupa Goswami. Lotus feet. Yes, this. Srimad Rupa Padam Bhuj Dhuli Shyat Janmani Janmani. After birth and in birth, birth. I want to be a dust of the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami. Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Seymora Sampad, Seymor Bhajana Puja, Seymor Abharan, Seymor Pranadhan, Seymor Jivane Jivan, like this. Who did it? Narottam Thakur, perhaps. Very high. So you have a goal like this and be sincere. Life is short. Turnam jatet na patit anumitya javat nisheshaya khalu sarvatas. Life is short. Don't engage yourself. Your very particle, your energy to other things. If you have realized this and then fall, how to have? Where should I go? Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, Nityananda. I will have these kinds of what?
Determination.
Don't lose a moment your time for worldly thing. Don't lose. Always be like that. And be very
bold
and strong. Don't lose your time. Rupa Goswami is even present. Sanatana Goswami is present. Mahaprabhu is present. Krishna is present. Our Guru Bhargava are present. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is present. My Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami, all are transcendental. They cannot die. If you will call them, they can at once come and help. So don't lose your time. Begin from Shraddha, what you are. But don't give a moment time for worldly sense gratification. If you want to hear my words, you can go. I cannot tell more than this. Any acharya I have not told. So they have made so many tricks to attract. Oh, Krishna is so merciful. Mahaprabhu is so merciful. They descended it. They left there all kinds of what?
Engagements, pastimes.
Worldly activities.
Oh, giving a place like Golok Vrindavan. And they walked. Oh, barefooted, weeping, door to door. Oh, you should come to my door, not what? I am coming to your door. Oh, please tell one even name, I will make you successful. But we don't hear. You know how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. When I go to India, oh, devotees become weak. Why weak? I don't know. They want something more. I have given. You should waterize. Give cool water, and some nourishment. And that is sufficient. Oh, that seed will be. Become a tree, very big shape. Oh, so many flowers. Even fruits in her benches, in tree, benches of the tree, leaves of the trees, in manjari, everywhere fruit. And very sweet. If you will take and distribute, oh, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, he came a gardener and he told all to take the fruits. Oh, alone I cannot. I alone cannot. So he told to his all associates, Nityananda Prabhu Sarup Damodara Advaitacharya, and told that you should engage others, and they engaged the Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and they told to engage daughter. So, by this way, it has come up to us. Now we are with him. So in this way, you should follow totally and sincerely all these things, and you will realize the fruit yourself. Don't lose your time, waste your time, and go on like this. What is the time? I'm telling for
6:30.
Gurudev, you said there are five kinds of ratis, like Shanta, Dasya, etc. Sometimes you make rati as a prem, like when Raghunath Das Goswami prayed, "Oh mind, please have this."
When rati is also so many kinds. when Sthairati of Dasa Sakya Vatsalya, and on that, if Vibhav, Anubhav, Sattik, Vyabhichari will meet in proportion, and then it is bhakti, ras, and then it is prem.
But sometimes you make rati as bhav, bhava bhakti.
Sometimes that. But here I am telling about that. First rati, and on rati platform, so many vibhav, anubhav, uddipan, alamban, uddipan, and so many things. It will come and meet. Then it will be a rasa. And then bhakti rasa is like prem rasa.
So what is rati, that it means both bhav and prem?
Rati is that sthai bhav. Rati, when it is not, it has come in a special way. One lila. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita. This is like normal stage, like what? Prarambhik dasa.
Beginning. General.
It is like general. No special rati here. And when, by the association of bhakta, and according to your constitutional rati, which is now in latent
position.
Both mix. Gracefully it will
blossom.
Blossom.
Develop.
And they will
peep
from inside. I like this. Then Guru will see. And then he will decide what is your rati. And thus, then your sarup will come, siddha deha will come. And on siddha deha, vibhav, anubhav, sattik, devachari, all will come. And then it will be bhakti rasa. So I want that your tendency should come to know all these things. Bhalo na khaibe, bhalo na paribe. Bhalo na khaibe, bhalo na paribe. Don't sleep. Only try to maintain your life. Don't go towards this. Don't waste your time in this. Be satisfied. How easily something is coming. Always engage in your this practicing of bhakti yoga. What Rupa Goswami has. What Rupa Goswami told? Adav Saddha, you should stand up and tell that shloka.
Sripa Goswami Pada describing Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Adav Saddha Adav Saru Sangha Anatra Vidinishta Shad.
Keep your these things down. Don't be mad. Don't remind him. More louder, like me.
Sri Rupa Goswami Pada describing 8 stages of bhajan, that every sadhak must pass through before he attains the stage of bhav and becomes qualified to Goloka Vrindavan. Without going through these 8 stages one by one, it's completely impossible to attain.
How Shraddha comes?
Adal Shraddha Tatha Sarusam. Before Shraddha comes, before we attain it,
how it comes?
Becomes by association.
How transcendental Shraddha comes?
General Shraddha. There is 2 types of Shraddha. So general Shraddha means faith in the words of Sadhu, Shastra and Guru.
Do you remember? Bhakti is to?
Bhaktistu Bhagavad Bhakta Sangena Parajate Satsanga Purvati Kubish Sukriti Purva Sanchite. How does bhakti come? Bhakti never comes by our own efforts. Bhakti is a transcendental entity. And how does she come in the heart of any jiva? She comes only by the association of Sadhu, Sadhu Sangha. Krishna Bhakti Janma Mohoi Sadhu Sangha. Krishna Prema Jamma Guna Mukya Aham. So when, how do we attain bhakti? How do we attain nishada, which is the first stage of bhakti? Only by the association of sadhus. So then comes the question, there's two types of shraddha. So the general type of shraddha, as we hear that is called Vaidhi Shraddha. And the other comes through the fear that is called Satsastra Shashanamoy Shraddha. That type of shraddha is generated through fear of the scriptures. For example, we read the fifth canto of Bhagavatam, describes the different hellish planets. That the jiva, upon leaving his gross body, he is punished by Yamaraj in different types of hells. So reading this, he becomes fearful. Oh my God, I should perform devotional service. I will become free from sin. Otherwise, if I do not perform service to Krishna, then I will have to suffer so much in this birth and next birth. So this is ordinary shraddha. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was discussing with Sri Ramananda Roy, they were discussing different types of bhakti. So when Sri Ramananda Roy, when that subject came up, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitam Tirkritam Narikuta Pilabhyati Tatta Laulam Mukam Ekamalam Koti Janma Sikriti Nalabhyati. When this first came up, Mahaprabhu became very happy, because this is describing the actual shraddha that we're interested in, Raghunuk Shraddha. So how does that come? Tasana Graja Nimarak Sumir Bhakti Gan Tasana Lubda Hoy Ona Bhagavan. Sri Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami described this special type of shraddha. That upon the very, very sweet pastimes of Krishna and his eternal associates, what will happen? A greed may come in the heart. Oh, I also want to serve in the footsteps of the eternal associates of Krishna. So this type of shraddha is called, like Kaviraj Goswami also described, Eto Saban Bhakti Gui Tu Prata Et Vidhi Bhakti Adaragunga. Two types of shraddha. One is that Vaidhi shraddha, which will take you to Vaikuntha, will not take you past that. And that type of shraddha is practiced by all sampradayas, especially from Sri Ramanujacharya, Sri Vishnu Swami, Sri Nimbaditya. That type of shraddha you can get in other sampradayas. But in the sampradaya of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are specifically interested in that shraddha which comes from descending from the heart of the Brijvasis through the Guru Parampara by the process of hearing. That is like Sukadev, like Parikshit Maharaj. Who is his Diksha Guru? Who did he take mantra from? That is not clearly given. But he took everything from the heart of Sukadev Goswami. How? Simply by the process of hearing. That is called bona fide Diksha. Real Shraddha. Paramatic Shraddha. So more than this.
Something wrong. Not perfect. Go on, dude. Oh. You. So this, after that.
Sorry, what's the sadhu?
You can ask questions.
Sadhu?
Saintly person.
What is a sadhu?
What he asked?
What is a sadhu?
So you should reply.
Sadhu is coming from the word sat. Sat means eternal.
No.
So that devotee who is established in his eternal relationship with the eternal original Supreme Personality of Godhead, that person is called sadhu. Or we can say sadnati satayate Krishna premiti sadhu. Sadhu means
first laugh and then laughing.
Sadhu means that person who can teach you the process of bhakti. And he is practicing in his own right, and he can teach you how to develop your love of Godhead, and he can also give that to you. That is called sadhu.
So the verse Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Tabajana Kriya Tato Natan Ruchi Sat Tato Nishta Ruchi Asakti Bhav. So first there's Shraddha. How does this come?
With interest, that also, they should not sleep.
So in the verse is there Bhaktistu Bhagavad Bhakta Sangena Parijayate Satsanga. That bhakti is to bhagavad bhakta sangena parijayate. That bhakti, it comes by association with Vaishnavas, with sadhus. Bhakti is to bhagavad bhakta, by association with bhagavad bhaktas. So, how does
but
this
you should know, there is not only one type of sadhu. There are so many categories. It depends on what category of bhakti you are associating. Oh, that kind of Shraddha will come to you. Not will be same. If Narada comes and takes some his energy, even not energy, they make him angry. Even what he gives. Oh, to Nalkubara and Manigri, what he gives. And for this Krishna came himself to liberate them and to teach Krishna. So there are categories of sadhu sangha and categories of saddha. Oh, first class of saddha, second class, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, like that. Go on.
So, how this Shraddha is transmitted? It's explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Satam prasangam mama viyasam vidho bhavanti ritkana rasayana kata tad joshanat ashu apabhaga bhakmani shraddha bhakti shraddha rati bhakti anukramisati. That sadhu, he's speaking harikata. But by this very sweet harikata, rasayana kata, that tadjoshanat ashu apabhaga bhakti.
Rasayana?
Satam prasangam mamavirasam vidho bhavanti vikana rasayana kata. That this very sweet harikata, why it's very sweet? Because the sadhu, he has Krishna within his heart. Very high class of sadhu. And Krishna, who is situated within his heart, is manifesting from his heart through his lips and coming in the form of sound. This is very rasayana kata. He's coming in form of Shabda Brahma. And that person who is hearing, he's being attracted by this very sweet harikata from the sadhu, is going into his ear, and there transcendental paramatic shraddha is being inculcated within his heart. This is the process by which paramatic shraddha is coming. There's two types of shraddha. Paramatic shraddha and lokik shraddha. Lokik shraddha is a worldly faith in so many material things. But paramatic shraddha, this is transcendental shraddha. This shraddha is described by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Shraddha, shraddha shabde vishvas kahe suri danis choy. Krishna bhakti kole sava karma krutamai. That one who has a very firm and unflinching determination that only by engaging in devotional service I have no other duties to perform, that this is a symptom of this seed of the bhakti lata, devotional kripa. This is a symptom of transcendental shraddha. That one will have that determination. Gurudev, many times he gives example of Prahlad Maharaj, that he was ill-treated so badly by his father, but he never gave up his determination in devotional service. The seed of the mood of Srila Haridas Thakur, he said that you may whip me, you may cut me into thousands and thousands of pieces, but I'll never give up holy name. So by hearing from sadhu, high-class sadhu, then the seed of this mood is inculcated within the heart. Then, as Radhanath Prabhu has explained, that this paramatic shraddha, it has two divisions. Lobamai shraddha and Shastra Arta shraddha. By one, the sadhu, who is of mood of Vaikuntha, he will inculcate into the heart of the listener a shraddha which leads to Vaikuntha. And Lobamai shraddha, as Radhanath Prabhu explained, this shraddha, which is symptomized by greed.
First was, what name? First.
Shastra Arta Avaranamayi shraddha.
No. Shastra Avadharanamayi.
Shastra
Avadharanamayi.
Avadharanamayi. Shastra Avadharanamayi shraddha.
What is that?
This shraddha, this is symptomized by a type of affair that if I do not, all scriptures have said that we should engage in bhakti. And if one does not engage in bhakti, if instead one engages in activities of vanashram, taking care of so many worldly activities, the result is that ultimately one will get a hellish result. So understanding that without engaging in bhakti, that one will not really get happiness, but rather the result will be hellish, then propelled by this motivation, one engages in devotional service. This is Shastra Avaradhanamai Shraddha. Then next is Lobamai Shraddha.
Or this we may call, it is favorable for Vaidhi Bhakti. And in topest result, it may take into Vaikuntha.
So,
not more than that.
So, by this Shraddha, engaging in devotional service in this with this seed, then the topmost level that one can achieve is Vaikuntha. But then, next is Lobamai Shraddha. That by hearing Harikatha from the lips of a Rasik, Bhavu devotee, one, as Gurudev has explained, who is surfing in the ocean of Bhakti Ras, by hearing such Harikatha, sweet Harikatha, the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, then this inculcates Lobamai Shraddha. This Shraddha is symptomized by a greed that one is hearing of the pastimes of Sridham, Madhumango. One is hearing of pastimes of Mother Yashoda, just as we're in Brisbane, and Gurudev was explaining the pastimes of Krishna in Vatsaliras, those devotees like Mother Yashoda. Hearing such pastimes, then one develops a greed that, oh, I would like to serve like that. Or one may hear of the pastimes of Krishna with the damsels of Vrindavan, and hearing such pastimes, then one will develop a greed that, oh, I would like to serve like that. Then this Lobamai Shraddha, being watered by the process of hearing and chanting, then this ultimately will take one to Goloka Vrindavan. Then, upon receiving the...
I'm giving you one example. You know that Bilwa Mangal, in his first career, he was a Brahmin boy, having so many good qualities. His character was very high. And serving father and mother always. But anyhow, he was in the trap of Chintamani, a prostitute, but not ordinary prostitute. What? Always singing the glories of Krishna in sweet melody kirtan. And she was most beautiful. And only singing the song of Krishna's sweet pastime. Like Narada Rishi, what doing? Narada Muni, Bajaya Bina, Radhika Ramana Name, Radhika Ramana Name, Radhika Ramana Name. Like this. Oh, very sweet songs of Krishna pastimes. So many boys used to come, so many young. And he saw and heard her kirtan, and she was so much attracted by her, of so beauty, so marvelous. And gradually he used to go. And for the greed of money, she used to sing so many beautiful songs to and by going what? Constitution?
Continuously.
He knew so many things of Krishna. So many. Though it was sung by a prostitute. He knew all. Knew. But after some time he took all his money. And the day, you know, that one day his father was dead. He was so much attached to this prostitute, he could not check himself because so lusty. It was so raining. cold day, the river was over flooded. No way to go. No boat was there. In the dark night, in midnight. Anyhow, he gave something to Brahmins. He fed them. But so many things he collected and took in his gamcha. Or for prostitute. And he left. He was saying, how I can
cross
this river? Finally he saw that, oh, there are some
wood
or anything. Oh, by this I should cross. And he took the help of that, and anyhow, very difficulty, he crossed anyhow. He was trembling with cold, severe cold was. He went near the house of prostitute. The wall, fencing well, walls very high. Oh, it was very difficult to cross. He saw that a rope is coming from
the wall.
And he took that rope. And anyhow, he was trembling so much. Anyhow, he reached at the top of the wall, but after that he became senseless and he fell down on the other side and in the side of prostitute house. And there was a sound. Prostitute heard this sound. Oh, Rani, what sound is this? He told to his maid servant. He quickly saw outside, very near, a person is lying down. Perhaps he has
fallen
down from the top of wall. Oh, with a torch or anyhow with a light, she saw, he is Bilvamangala. Bilvamangala. Both they took anyhow in the house and warned him, giving some hot. And then when he came in senses, then the prostitute, how you came? How you can? Really, that was not any wood or anything. Dead body. And so much
foul smell is coming from that.
Bad smell was coming. But he had no smell because he was so lusty. He was totally immersed in the lust. So no bad smell came. And he never saw that dead body. Apparently it was dead body, but he never. And after some time, he anyhow came. And that was not rope on the wall. A very poisonous
snake,
very long. And by he was catch holding of that. But he never realized this is a snake. Oh, this is also like that. Very lusty. And then he became senseless and so prostitute saying, oh, bogus boy. If you have a taste for Krishna, affection, but
affection,
even affection, you have been gone to Krishna. So, I cannot do anything. हमारे रक्त शरीर मांस के लिए तुम इतना what is in my body? Stool,
urine,
latrine, and all these things covered with very beautiful. But nothing. Only you will see urine, lust, and so many things. And so much bad smell will come from these tools. If you will chhod dega ek apna vayu bhi, durgandh se bhar jayega. What?
If we pass wind,
a past wind will come. And this smell will cover the whole area. And you will do like this. Oh, this is full of that thing. And you are thinking, oh, this. And she rebuked him. And by the past previous impression, it dashed in the heart of Billamangala. At once he left. What is this? Oh, Sukriti was there. And so he took it seriously. And at once he left. And when he was going in the way, I will go to Vrindavan, he decided, where Krishna is. He was going and he saw that on after 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, he was going, remembering the slokas of the kirtan of that prostitute, going. On the veil he saw so many beautiful girls. They were taking, pulling water. And he saw that a very young lady, very, very beautiful. And his eyes attracted to her. He told that, can you give me water? And she gave water. Then he was thinking something. And when that lady returned to his home, he was following. And making something, decision, in the way. When she reached in house and she entered, oh, he came there. Now he was in the shape of a sadhu.
Big, long bear.
Like us. And like sadhus, nothing. Then his husband did pranam to him. What do you want? What can I serve? How I can serve you? Oh, I'm okay. I want to meet with your wife. He was sincere. So he never took any offense or any bad thing. He went inside and told, oh, a sadhu following you from that well. He wants to meet you. I don't know why. Oh, she was also sincere. She came. What you want? How can we serve? You can take prasadam here and you can rest here. He told that, oh, I have some request. Can you give your two
hairpins?
Oh, why not? I must give you, if you like. She gave. And in front of all, and he took it. And he took the
pluck.
And then blood was coming. And he returned back. Oh, now it is okay. No, not weeping, not anything. Oh, these eyes are very bad. They have cheated me so many times. Now they cannot cheat. Because I cannot see. And then I will remember Krishna. And then he was going, Krishna, Krishna. And in the meantime, Krishna saw how he will go. He took a shape of like a boy with his lakuti
stick.
And he came at once. Oh Baba, where you go? I'm going to Vrindavan. Who are you? I'm a boy, local boy. Oh, I want to go to Vrindavan. Oh, myself also going to Vrindavan. I live in Vrindavan. I was here for any
reason.
I want to go Vrindavan. Oh, I can take you. You can have it.
Hold my stake
and I will take you. And he hold on his stake. And Billamangala, what doing? Oh, Chintamanir Jayati Soma Gurur Me Siksha Gurusto
Bhagavan
Sikchamoli Leela Swayambarasam
Levate Jayasri.
Jayasri, like this. And he began to glorify Krishna. He was thinking that this boy will never understand all these things. And in the way, what doing? Prayers, prayers, prayers. So beautiful coming from his. And it was very pleasing to Krishna. In the ear of Krishna, so it was given name
Krishna
Karnam. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and all others have made commentary on a very beautiful, excellent. Oh, this is the thing. This is what? Transcendental Saddha by Sukriti. And very gradually that impression came. And Krishna made it so much favorable. And he went to Vrindavan and very soon he...
So when he was going to Chintamani, that was like Sadhu Sangha?
Krishna has errand like that.
That was not Sadhu Sangha or that was Sadhu Sangha?
It is a party of Sadhu Sangha, but don't follow you all. You shouldn't fall.
But if we come to Sadhu with any material reasons, that may change.
No harm.
That may change and then we come.
Yes, Sadhu Sangha may change.
Chintamani was his Pat Pradarshan Guru.
He has taken him like his Pat Pradarshan Guru.
Was she a pure devotee?
No, she was not. But Krishna made this arrangement. Any person who is detached from worldly
sense gratification.
He is nirvinna. Nirvinna means?
Not too much attached, not detached.
No, thar. Hum jo kar rahe pehle. If it is, any person is totally detached from worldly desire, or he is in the way of jnani, he cannot be bhakta. His all thing has been burnt.
Heart becomes heart.
So he cannot come. Those who are totally ashakta,
too much attached.
Oh, they are not. Oh, they are karmi. Very hard to make them devotee. Those who are not attached so much, not detached so much. Like Bilva Mangal, like others, then very quickly you will come in the line of pure bhakti. But if your heart, all desires and everything has been burnt by nirvishesh jnan, then in whole life you cannot be has love and affection, pure bhakti. That is called Shraddha. And after Shraddha, you?
Ado Shraddha Tito Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha.
What is Sadhu Sangha? How many kinds Sadhu Sangha?
According to the according to one's past Sukritis and sanskars, he has a particular opportunity or greater opportunity for bhakti. So according to his past accumulation of spiritual pious deeds, not material pious deeds like giving money to a hospital, but spiritual pious activities, even unknowingly, like visiting a temple, or reading Shastra, visiting Vrindavan, honoring Mahaprasad. After accumulating such spiritual pious activities, even unknowingly, for many, many births, according to how much he has,
he attains that quality of sadhu. There are different kinds of speakers. One, for example, is called sarak, full of material enjoyments. Another kind of speaker is nirag. He has no material attachment at all. If you hear from a person who's full of material attachments, you may make some benefit, but that benefit will never be lasting, as we see in all of our experience, and we have to get higher association. If we associate with sadhus who have no material attachment, then according to their degree of Krishna prema or closeness to it, we can make that much advancement. When one has accumulated many, many millions of births of very good sukritis and sanskars, impressions on the heart from those pious activities, he may come in contact with his self-realized soul. And then he'll inquire of him submissively, serve him, and such a transcendental realized soul will impart knowledge unto him because he has seen the truth. And what is that knowledge? He'll be free from all illusion, and he'll understand that everyone is Krishna's part and parcel and belongs to him. There are different levels of materialistic so-called sadhus. Then there are three levels of very pure sadhus. Just like Narada Muni, before he became fully self-realized, when he was doing austerities and chanting under the guidance of his self-realized gurus, the four Kumaras, he saw, after thousands of years of severe austerities, he saw Lord Narayan for 1 second, and then Lord Narayan disappeared, and he began weeping and weeping. And then, all of a sudden, he heard an aerial voice, a voice from the sky, and that was Lord Narayan. And he said, because you're not completely pure, he had some tiny desire in the mode of goodness. That is, his desire was not bad. It was, I'd like to do bhajan in a secluded, very sacred place by a river, alone in the forest. So he said, because you're not completely pure yet, you won't be able to see me until all those desires are completely washed away. So if you want to see me permanently, then you should chant my glories, chant my holy name, preach all over, and gradually you'll become pure, and when you're completely pure, then you'll be able to see me permanently. So this is one level of a pure sadhu. More than that is Sri Sukadeva Goswami, who spoke the Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit. And then Narada Muni, when he became fully purified, and he left his material body, and at once he got a spiritual body of Narada, with which, with that body, he's able to travel all over any planet in any material universe and in any spiritual planet, even going to Goloka Vrindavan and the planet where Ramchandra lives, all over the Vaikuntha planets, and without any spaceship, only dancing through the skyways with his veena, he can go anywhere and serve so many incarnations of the Lord. Then he became the topmost kind of sadhu. So in this way, according to one's sukritis and sanskars, one meets that level of sadhu, and having met, let's say, many different people meet the highest level of sadhu, according to one's sukritis and sanskars from previous births, he's able to follow more or less. Just like I asked Gurudev some years ago in Vrindavan, I see so many of your devotees, especially your Indian devotees, they're chanting 1 lakh a day, 2 lakhs a day, and they sleep 2 or 3 hours a night, and the rest of the time chanting and serving. How can I be like them? He said, don't imitate them, because then you'll fall apart. They have so many lives in the background, and that's why they're able to follow so easily.
Very good. So, Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha, I will forget. I may forget. You were roaming here and there and here also. Oh, you should remember your. Otherwise, I am old, I will forget. I wanted to tell you. Here, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. has been told for what category of sadhu sangha? That Shyamrani told three categories. First, Narada in his first character, and then Sukadeva Goswami, and that third, Narada Goswami in his last career. First stage, he was sadhu, but you know, not so high class of that. He was practicing. Bhakti lives in the heart of sadhu. Pure bhakti in pure sadhu. So, if a bhakti is not pure, bhakti will not be there. He can cheat you. He must cheat you. So bhakti, pure bhakti is in pure heart of pure bhakta. So Narada at that time was bhakta. But he can help us by his Hari Katha. No? And Sukadeva Goswami, he will also like Parikshit Maharaj. He will get sweet Hari Katha, some power, energy also. But in third stage, second stage of
Narada.
Oh, he will, oh, so pure bhakti should come. At once, quickly, you will, what? Pure bhakti will come, you will dance. Evaṁ pratasva priyanām kritya jātānurāgo duta cittauc harsattathoro datirauti gāyat unamādayata nityati lokavāyat. Oh, then he, at once, we quickly, Mahaprabhu told, oh, tigers and bears and elephants, oh, you should dance and talk and chant Krishna. They, what, folded down on their necks and began to tell, oh, Krishna, Krishna, in their language. So like this, bhakti always lives in the heart, pure hearts of pure devotee. Otherwise, if you go to a sadhu, so-called, he is really no sadhu, and his heart is not pure. Their bhakti is what bhakti? Amalgamated with karma and gyan. Or he can give something like that, because he heard pure bhakti and what? Akhanda bhakti ras is not there. So he cannot give. So may be cheated. And it is seen in this world, these kinds of cheated cheated guru who are cheating himself, and they are cheating all others. That I am sadhu like this. Pure bhakti they cannot give. Even sadhu is not speaking, and you will go to them, some what rays of bhakti will come. You say, you will see that you are becoming there one pointed. This is the sentence. So you should try to know all this. If no pure bhakta, no pure bhakti will come. They cannot tell all these things. They have not realized, they have not practiced at all. Always they wanted to cheat others by the name of bhakti. When Bilvamangal left his house. In house he has so many children, so many boys and so many girls, his wife, his father, mother. And he was only a person that who can look after them. But when he left, what he did? Any arrangement for their sons and daughters and always saying, this is my responsibility. He kicked all these responsible like football. He forget everything. Now only no responsibility. Now. Oh, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Like Mahaprabhu, you know, Kamor Pranat Brajendranandan. Jahan lagi?
Kahan
jaun? Kahan karun? found Brajendananda. Only this. Only this. Only this. So bhakti is like so. And sadhu sangha, anartha nivritti. Bhajan kriya. What is bhajan kriya? Can you bhajan kriya something? Now you can ask. Who was asking?
Very simple question.
Very simple.
In relation to what Shamarani Devi was saying, that one attains a quality of sadhu according to the degree of sukhati. Prabhupada, I believe, at one stage said that we are creating their sukriti. But I just see there's a little bit of a paradox there, because if they only come to the association of a great sadhu like Srila Prabhupada due to sukriti, but on the other hand we're saying I'm creating their sukriti. So it seems that I don't know quite understanding.
What is telling I
don't according to Shamarani Biri's presentation, that according to our sukriti we attain sadhu sangha.
He should not take his all these things. And he cannot
understand.
In a word, it cannot be explained all things. His idea was not to tell like this. Something more also. No? What was that? What she told?
According to our sukriti,
sukriti. Sadhu sangha may create new sukriti also.
This is what he is telling now, and he doesn't know how to reconcile.
Reconcile means he should respond. He had not told that only past.
No. And present. And
some present sukriti also will come by hearing. Some more inspiration will come by this. And thus he will quickly advance. Understand?
Yes.
Okay? So new sukriti and plus that has told in Islok, Bhakti Stu Bhagavat Sange in Parijayate, Sasanga Prapte, Sanchitai Sukriti means? What meaning?
Collection, a great collection of
Sukriti. Sukriti, more, going, and so much Sukriti. Past, future, and all. And thus, our Sukriti will be so much strong. And then sadhu sangha.
Gurudev, to answer what he said, to reconcile the two, those of us who met Prabhupada and those of us who met Prabhupada through his books, by millions of births we came to meet him, and then by associating with him, he gave us more sukriti so we can meet you.
Oh, it is all right? No. Because I cannot cheat. Never. What I have in my heart, pure bhakti, I am trying to give you. I don't want any self, what?
Self gain.
Self gain, nothing. So, it may be. What?
Dave, you were mentioning that only the sadhu who can give all of these tattvas, many, many pastimes and many, many shastric evidences are there, then he's Sudabhata. Only he can give these things. But we see that many, many devotees become very learned and they can speak many, many tattvas. But are they really giving that tattva just because they can remember it? Or is it what is deep within the heart of that sadhu that is?
I could not understand.
He's telling that you are presenting that the sadhu has that pure bhakti within his heart, all the tattvas he has realized, and he can give that to those who are
as made. Much they have, yeah. If they are poor, pure, as much as they have collected bhakti is in them, that much they can help. Yeah. Not like Narad, not like Sukadev Goswami, not like they will help you so much. But according to their stage, they will help.
He is telling that But the bhakta, any bhakta devotee may have learned so many things. And
learning will not do. I know that she never went to college. I never went to college. I have not read ka, kha, ga, anuswar, visarg. I have never. But I know so many anuswar, visarg in Mathura, here and there. Oh, they have read Chatur Veda with sound, with what? Harshva, Dirgha, Pluta, and so many things. Oh, they have blood, they are taught very long, but they have no bhakti at all. They are Mayavadi totally. Or if no Mayavadi,